Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, sorry about that. How are you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
Exhausted.
I'm just sitting here with Shannon, and we hadn't heard anything, so we're just trying to see which direction we need to go.
I actually was just in my credit department and your file came up. So, number one, completely understand if you've got to pull the trigger. One thing that I discussed with Shannon was this. I work for Bank of Cardiff. I don't work with anyone else, but a
Oh, hold
lot
on a
of.
second. Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right.
Hey, so I'm working on your file. I had some email issues. Completely understand if you've got to pull the trigger, but I was wondering if you had a chance to speak to CAN and see what your funding length, if they would fund you by Friday or not. Did you guys have a chance to deal with that?
Well, they're telling me that I can, but I haven't gotten a damn payoff letter yet. And now Qualified Merchants is telling me it could be tomorrow morning. And I really just leveled with the guy. I said, listen, I said, you have to understand my level of desperation. I need this letter. And I said, when I got my funding with you guys, I got the letter in less than an hour from my other people. And I said, I would like to do business with you again in the future. I lied, whatever. And, I'd like to do business with you again in the future, but I don't understand what the holdup is. You're getting all of your money. I just don't know why you're holding out on me. Oh, I'm not, we're just shorthanded. We're shorthanded and da 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 da. And then he said he wanted to pitch a deal to me. I said, okay, as long as I can get funded by Friday morning, I'll let you pitch a deal to me. But I said, I need that letter. I just, I need the letter because I need options. So he said he was going to go talk to the lady and see about getting the letter, and he would put something together for me. But, I just want the freaking letter. So I have not signed the papers for what do you call it, CAN Capital, because I was waiting to hear back from you, and
I'm
so it's
diligent.
3 hours, so.
I'm diligently working on your file. So here's the question that I had. And but by the way, Shannon, I intend on working with you guys a long time. So if you have to pull the trigger, I don't take it the wrong way. Here's what they just asked me, and I'm trying to get this done as quickly as possible. But I want to stress, if you've got to pull the trigger, completely understand. It sounds like regardless, you need that payoff letter. But here's where I'm at. They had two questions on the balances. I got that to them. They had a question on the addresses being different. I explained that they all go to one mail. They have one other question, and maybe if you know what, qualified merchant, is that a merchant cash advance or no?
Well, qualified merchant, yes, that's the one I'm trying to pay. That's Colonial Funding. That's what I'm trying to pay off with CAN Capital and Colonial Funding. Yes.
Okay. And then last question for you. And they asked me to get 3 months of accounts, and I can do this quickly. I can still furnish an answer today for 4879. What account is 4879? I probably know that offhand, but do you know what account it is?
That's my Farmington store. We're not even looking at Farmington. We're looking at Avon.
Gotcha. Give me a second. There's transfers going. That's why they have a question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I told you, I'm using Farmington to fund Avon because, it is what it is.
Can just I don't want to fight the underwriter. I just want to get you the best deal possible. I can do this.
Yep.
Can you send me over the last 3 months for 4879 if they end up needing them? I'm going to try to waive it, but it might just speed things up.
What? Why is it they? I mean, yeah, but why do they want to see that? I don't understand.
Their
It
question
has
was.
nothing to do. It's my LLC that I don't want anything from. And that LLC. I mean, what are they going to do? Look at that LLC and then go, oh no, based on that LLC, we're not giving you anything for this LLC. I don't know what.
Let's do this. Let's do this. I'm going to go back to them and say, hey, the 47 is a non-revenue generating account. Give me a yay or nay in an hour, so at least you have an answer. How does that work for you?
Well, in an hour is after 5 p.m., and I feel like I've got to sign this. I got to move forward with CAN Capital because
It's okay. Sign with Ken. I completely understand.
yeah. I mean, I'm not. I got to get the payoff letter, and I'm not getting that. But I feel like if I don't sign the papers with them, but even when I sign the papers, it's going to go to underwriting, right? And they still have to approve it. So, what happens if I sign the papers and then I say, oh, well, I can't get the payoff letter, then I could back out, right?
I don't know. I don't work for CAN. I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is just the truth. Our loans traditionally fund same day. We have some very unique programs that take like 6 days to fund. I would just make sure whoever you're doing a loan with, I'm just trying to do right by you and not trying to make a buck off you, just telling you the way that I'd want to be treated. Make sure whoever you work with, put something in writing that says, hey, look, as long as you sign these documents, we verify the funds will be in your bank account by X day. Funding to certain people just defines their funding. It doesn't mean the money's in your account. And that's the only thing I tell you because, look, I'm not here to – I work with CAN. I think they're a great company. But at the same time – I just got an email from you. At the same time oh, that's the 4879? Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have the October for that as well or no?
Yep.
Cool. I don't think I'll need these regardless. I already sent an email over on the phone. But I think the way to kind of tell this is, yeah, there's a lot of these, there's a lot of lenders that you, funding doesn't necessarily equal money in your bank account. So if you got to sign with CAN, 100% understand, we'll still work with you in the future. Obviously, that's the goal. But
if you
get my drift, I would just get something confirmed, you know, because you might be saying, hey, look, this loan's funded, and then not have it. It might two house one dozen.
Well, it did happen to me with CAN Capital the first time we ever used them for Farmington. That it took about 6 days to get our money, and I kept calling and calling, and they kept making excuses and saying that they farmed it out, and so you know, it took a while for me to get my money. So
okay, fair enough. And just so you know, if you got to sign with them, I completely understand. I'll get back to you at the end of the day, regardless. You've got my word on that.
All right. Well, the end of the day is like in half an hour.
I'll give you an answer regardless when I get it, but if you've got to pull the trigger, I 100% understand.
Yeah. All right. All right, well.
And then just so I can understand also, you've got two loans right now for you've got our loan via OnDeck, and then you've got the $250 for the other account. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, I mean, I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. Let me not monopolize your time. I know you're busy.
Okay. All right, Ruben. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.